So my name is Faris Sinan.
And I'm Jidaya Patel. I'll be interviewing Faris Sinan about the COVID-19 archive project second interview. Do you give consent?
I give my consent. I do give my consent.
And can you state the date and time, please?
Today is December 9th, and it is 12:20 p.m.
All right. So my first question for you for this project is, how has COVID-19 been around Boston and the U.S., and has it affected your studies or your college life?
I would say it has affected my studies and just college experience in general. I think the biggest thing would just be like not being able to see people's faces at all to any extent, really. Like, I was hoping that coming to college, I would be able to like not have to wear a mask everywhere we go. Since colleges are able to require the vaccine and high schools aren't. But honestly, I think in terms of like being able to get my work done, I don't think it has really affected me, because at this point, I feel like I'm still able to get everything I need to get done.
All right. So you're saying that it also has a positive effect on you?
Yeah.
All right. My next question for you would be, what have you learned from other pandemics that you might want to implement during this one or maybe the next one that might happen?
I think probably the biggest thing I've learned from other pandemics in the past is that really the most important thing is just like global cooperation and just getting everyone to work together instead of making it feel like it's kind of like one country or one continent versus another. So I think something that I could do to help with that is just kind of encourage people that I know to follow guidelines and get vaccinated, or just make sure that they're wearing masks if that is something that helps.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense. And what do you think about the new variant Omicron?
I think Omicron has potential to be pretty dangerous, but I mean, it's been around for a little while now, and we haven't really heard anything about if vaccines do or do not treat Omicron. But, you know, I mean, I'm hopeful, especially with the boosters out now, that the boosters and the vaccines will be effective against Omicron.
All right. And how well do you think humans have equipped or learned from the past experiences?
In all honesty, I don't really think humans have learned that much. If we did, I don't think we'd be having pandemics this often, especially since pandemics have been happening more often than they were in the past. I think sanitation would have improved a lot if we really did learn anything, and we haven't.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess this is it for now. Thank you.
Thank you. And now I, Faris Sinan, will be interviewing Hridaya Patel. Do you give your consent?
I do.
And can you state the date and time?
Today is the 9th of December, Thursday, 12:22 p.m.
Great. So just to start, how's your general overall college experience been with COVID?
I think it's been pretty good, considering I'm literally doing all my mundane activities, except I'm just wearing a mask right now. So I think it's kind of the same and something that I would expect having. But it does kind of get difficult sometimes when I'm trying to speak in class or with a large group of people, because it's kind of congested then.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So to kind of get more into the topic of the interview, what do you think some of the similarities and differences are between past pandemics and the current one?
I think the similarities would be the feeling of helplessness, because while we spoke about every pandemic in the past, this feeling of helplessness always conquered the humans. And I think that's bound to happen.
Yeah, no, I think it is too.
Yeah. And the differences would be maybe how people have started trusting people and being there for people more mm-hmm. often these days.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So I think it's been a good evolution where people are just there for each other and yeah, we kind of listen to each other irrespective of tough times.
Mm-hmm. And then do you think humans have ever really equally distributed like a vaccine or different treatments around the world during pandemics?
Honestly, I don't think they've distributed vaccines and other medical equipments all around the world very equally, because every country has its own fair and share and loss. And there are still countries who haven't been fully vaccinated, or they still don't have the proper care and facilities to accommodate people who have COVID-19 and conquer the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think there's a really sloppy distribution of vaccinations that's going on, irrespective of how each country or like every company has founded their own vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then finally, after learning about past pandemics, are you more or less hopeful that the current pandemic will end soon?
I think it's been the past pandemics have lasted for a long time, and it's just been like 2 years since this started. And the more we get in and the more time passes, it's just getting more complicated. So I think this will last for 2 to 3 years, I guess, because it's going to take time for people to also adapt to the new changes. And I think it's just getting worse. So it gets better and then it gets bad again, which also happened in the past pandemics. So I don't think it'll end soon, but I think that if we take the right measures, vaccinate ourselves and stuff, there's a fair chance and possibility that it will.
Yeah, so that kind of connects back to the other question I asked you about vaccinations. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. well, that's the end of our interview. So thank you.
Thank you.